This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest Thursday while condemning those who break the law to do so. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House Thursday, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it is not a moment for political points. It is a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
Biden said none of the protests have persuaded him to change his policies towards Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hamas will send a delegation to Cairo to keep up ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The proposed truce would free hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a halt to the fighting and the delivery of much-needed food, medicine and water into Gaza. Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released as part of the deal. A new UN report out today states that to fully rebuild Gaza from today would take another 16 years. The results of the report make clear how high the stakes are for a deal. Hamas has insisted it won't sign on to the deal without assurances that if it eventually releases all its hostages, Israel will end its onslaught in Gaza and pull its troops out of the territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO countries say they are deeply concerned by a campaign of hybrid activities on the military alliance's soil they attribute to Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in a message on social media platform X that actions including disinformation, sabotage, acts of violence, and cyber and electronic interference, quote, will not deter us from supporting Ukraine. This is VOA News. Prosecutors seek additional sanctions for Trump in his hush money case as a key witness resumes testimony. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawyer Keith Davidson, who negotiated hush money deals for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, returned to the witness stand following a contempt hearing over another round of alleged gag order violations by Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan heard from both prosecutors and one of Trump's defense attorneys about four more prospective violations. No immediate decision on the potential sanctions was made, and it was unclear when Merchan might rule. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Union has announced an aid package for Lebanon of 1 billion euros that will mostly go to strengthening border control to halt the flow of asylum seekers and migrants from the small crisis-racked country across from the Mediterranean Sea to Cyprus and Italy. The deal follows other recent deals by the EU to provide funds to Egypt, Tunisia, and Mauritania to fortify their borders. It comes against a backdrop of increasing hostility towards Syrian refugees in Lebanon and a major surge in irregular migration of Syrian refugees from Lebanon to Cyprus. After a 2023 fire season that saw unprecedented wildfires sweep through Greece, officials there have stepped up their preparations as another summer approaches, but some experts warn it may be too little too late to avoid another deadly season. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Under a $2.25 billion plan, Greece has tendered more than 1,000 fire engines and seven DHC-515 firefighting aircraft, with plans to install sensors to detect smoke. 700 additional forest rangers have been hired this year. Crews have cleared 29,000 acres of forest since 2022, and another 17,000 acres will be completed by the end of May, the Environment Ministry said. But five firefighters and three experts say this isn't enough. The cleared forests make up only a tiny fraction of the nearly 18.5 million acres of Greek woodland. And some of the tendered trucks and aircraft will not be delivered for years.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. A British police officer pleaded guilty to terror charges for showing support on social media for Hamas. West Yorkshire Constable Mohammed Adil admitted in a London court Thursday that he shared two images on WhatsApp supporting Hamas, which is a designated terror group and banned in the UK. A prosecutor says Adil posted images of a fighter wearing a Hamas headband with a quote from the group's military leader. The posting was made to more than 1,000 of his contacts 3 weeks after Hamas and other Palestinian militants attacked Israel on October 7th. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.